Anshant.
This is the Avyakt Murli of 2nd May 1983 under the series of Power of Thought. A soul who has the power of coolness, Shitalta ki Shakti, will maintain coolness in the speed of thoughts, in words and in connection under all circumstances. If the speed of thoughts is faster, there is a great deal of waste and it takes a long time to exercise control. It takes extra time and extra power to be able to control when it is needed or to be able to transform, and sometimes there are even accidents. The one who moves with the correct speed, that is the one who is the embodiment of power of coolness, will be safe from that which is wasteful and will be safe from accidents. The fast wasteful thoughts of but why, but what, but if only will all finish. So Baba is talking here about the power of coolness, Shitalta. What will happen? A soul who has power of coolness will maintain coolness in the speed of thoughts, in words, in connections, under all circumstances. If the speed of thoughts is fast, there is a great deal of waste and it takes a long time to exercise control. It takes extra time and extra power to be able to control when it is needed or to be able to transform, and sometimes even accidents. So this is a new power, power of coolness, to remain cool in all circumstances. Is the sign of an enlightened soul. To remain cool in the face of all the ups and down vicissitudes of life is a sign of enlightened soul. Stita Pragya. Gita calls such a yogi a Stita Pragya yogi. A Stita Pragya yogi is one who maintains equipoise, who is stable, unshakable, unflinching in the face of all the different circumstances. Circumstances are many, but he remains stable, situated in his own self. No flickering, no wavering, no fluctuations in the state of the mind. That is the sign of a Stita Pragya yogi. This is the sign of a person who has reached, according to Buddhism, Sambodhi. Sambodhi is a state of enlightenment. In the stage of Sambodhi, person maintains equipoise. All that ups and downs, all that vritti, ceases. Vritti is something, waves, ripples, the sum total of all the ripples of the mind. They are known as vrittis. Vrittis cease. In Hindi, there is a one word, aman. This is the stage of aman. Mind has stopped. Mind has stopped. Philosophy calls it a state of no mind. Aman. No mind. Buddhism calls it a state of Sambodhi. Gita calls it a state of Stita Pragya Yogi. Zen call it a state of equipoise. So, a person has come to a stage where he is cool. He doesn't lose his calm, doesn't lose his cool, doesn't lose his temper. Because he has realized out of his own experiences, and his experiences or his realization has taken him to a plane where he is in complete harmony with everything. There is no conflict in his mind about anything. No dvanda, such a dvanda sthiti, such a stage of fightlessness is the stage of enlightenment, is the stage of Sambodhi. Is a stage of yogi, to remain stable in all circumstances. That is the power of, Baba is calling it the power of coolness. He is cool, he is calm, no anxiety, no stress, no running, no hurry. There is no way to reach. We are already at the destination. So there are two ways of life. One is to live in the center, one is to live on the periphery. Whenever we try to live on the periphery, we have to rush, run. Whenever we live in the center, that is the stage where we maintain that coolness. So now, the question is, how to maintain coolness in all circumstances of life? Arvind bhai, how to stay cool, calm, quiet, in the face of all the different circumstances? Circumstances are changing, boisterous, making lot of noise. But we have to maintain our calm. Dr. Purvi, how to remain cool and calm in the face of such different circumstances. We, yeah, keeping the knowledge. So first point is about drama. To understand, we often tend to forget that this is a drama which is going on. This is all puppets, a puppet show, a cartoon show which is going on. All actors are nothing. The world is a stage. Shakespeare has said, the world is a stage where these all souls are playing their different parts. So why should I get disturbed? So one is drama, to keep the knowledge of drama. Second is to remain focused. Focused on Baba and his remembrance, his Murli. This is a very important thing. When we remain focused, when we attach ourselves to one strength, one faith, Baba had said yesterday. When you cut this ribbon, that time the service increases. At the same time you remain focused. So, to remain focused or to remain attached to one thing. Somewhere Kabir has said very good thing. Do patan ke beech mein sabut bachana koi. There is a machine to grind grains in Indian culture. And in that machine, all the grains are crushed. So one person comes to Kabir and says, see, everybody is getting crushed. The state of the world is just like that. In between those two slots, all human beings are getting crushed in vices and in all so many difficulties of life. But Kabir says, no, there is a rod there. All the grains which get stuck to that rod, they get saved. And that rod is Sadguru. So that rod is Baba. Though in the world everybody is getting crushed, but not those who are attached to that rod. So get remaining focused. Third, understand others. Understand, try to understand others, try to understand the different circumstances. How the circumstances are changing. No condition is ever permanent. Nothing is ever permanent. Uncertainty is the only certain thing in life. Uncertainty is the only certain thing in life. You never know what is going to happen today, what is going to happen tomorrow. It's only now. Another is to stay focused and study others and to live in the present. Now, this moment. In this moment lies the eternity. Another is, next. Have all the connections with Baba. The moment your mind drifts away from Baba, the moment you step away from Srimad, that time, you lose your cool, you lose your calm. Yesterday Baba said, people, children come to Baba and they say, Baba, we don't have any experience of love and whilst we are having yoga with you. Baba says, it's not possible, probably your method is wrong. You have not understood how to do it. Because you are so much attached to body and bodily relationship, so that's why mine is one Baba and none else. Remember this. Mine is one and none else. If you have forged all the relationships with worldly being, you will come to sorrow and suffering. The other day I was telling about the three rings of marriage. Wedding ring, engagement ring, then marriage ring, and then suffering. Which is the resultant outcome of the first two. So, to have all relationships with one is a way to stay calm. Next. To be a detached observer. This is a practice. This is shown as a result of sadhana. But here, in this sacrificial fire, in this yajna, Baba says, you have to practice this. Just as I am detached observer, I don't interfere into anything. He doesn't interfere into karma philosophy. Why should we? To learn to remain detached as much as possible. As much as possible. Detached whilst you are having bodily accounts, detached while some new circumstance is coming, because the moment we get involved, our intellect gets hazy and we can't think with that clarity of mind. That is why we need to see ourselves also as a detached observer. Imagine every day on the screen of mind or on the screen, see your own life. This is where I was born. This is my birth. These are my parents. Then I got up, then this point of time I received this knowledge. This point of point of time I started understanding this knowledge. See your own picture, own movie, own narrative. That is known as biopic in English. Biopic means a movie based on the life of somebody. One is autobiography, another is biopic. So, one's own narration, see your own life. This is the point I received knowledge. This is the point I started doing purusharth. This is the point I started understanding knowledge. This is the point I started churning knowledge. This is the point I started going into the depth of knowledge. This moment, my yoga started becoming deeper and deeper. See yourself as a detached observer, one. Second, see the world as a detached observer. See the entire world, entire circumstances. See your own department as a detached observer. See all the people who are staying with you near about as a detached observer. So, practice of detached observer. Next, how to stay cool, calm, shant, sheetal. Yeah? Put a full stop. Don't carry the load. First of most important thing is put a full stop. That day, other day I was telling the story of Shiva or Shankar in Bhakti when his wife Sati, first wife, then later she took birth as Parvati. So when that Sati, he married against wish of his that Prajapita, Daksha. So he was very furious. But he had to marry his daughter to that sannyasin who is staying in that graveyard. He was not at all willing for this marriage. That marriage was against his wish and will. So that's why he did not invite the couple for that sacrificial big fire which he was organizing, that big yagya. But still that Sati comes, and when she comes to that yagya, her father insults her husband. So she was furious, and she takes her different form and she gets burned to ashes. But when he comes back, he destroys that yagya, he carries her dead body, and he keeps on moving all the time for 12 years it is shown. And wherever those pieces fall, they turn into Shakti Peeps and all that. So the question is, he was carrying her for 12 years. 12 years. We are also carrying so many. I don't know, he was carrying just his wife. I don't know how many husbands, wives, children we are carrying on our shoulder all the time. So that remembrance is there. So past is dead, past is gone. To live in this moment, that is the way to remain cool and calm and quiet. How long you will keep on describing the same things? We see so many people, so many Brahmins, they come and they start describing their illness. They were ill 5 years back and so many things happened. They were ill 6 months back and so many things happened. They enjoy rather. They enjoy it so much. Suppose somebody has met with an accident and many people come to see him throughout the day. Every person they tell in great detail every happening. Sometimes I feel they should record and just play it. But no, they enjoy it. They like to tell in great details with different, they can make some modifications also to make it more colorful, that description. So they enjoy it so much to describe their illnesses, their sorrows, their sufferings, everything. They like that. That has become a habit. So, to discuss past, to dwell on past, this is all waste of time. In Russian literature, there is a very good book written, Mother, by Maxim Gorky. It's a world famous book, Mother. In that, there is one character, Khakol. That Khakol has made a very beautiful statement at one place. It is waste of time to brood over the past. To keep on thinking about the past. Always to contemplate past, to sometimes think of it, revel in it. All this is entire waste of thought. This statement, this novel I had read while, this novel or you call a classical English literature, whilst I was in MBBS. So I liked that statement so much that it stayed with me always. I was not knowing this knowledge. But before this knowledge I had read this and this statement had made a great impact on my life. It is waste of time to brood. To brood means to think, to contemplate, to mull over the past, whatever that has happened in the past. It is a waste of time. That is the first statement I heard somewhere for the first time. So it's a waste of time. So forget the past. It's gone. It's not going to come back. Okay, the people say that, oh, we remember the good moments of our life. even though they are good moments, are they existing now? They are gone. Sometimes it's okay, but you cannot carry forward all those things for the rest of your life. Those moments are gone. So, stop the past. Put a full stop. Next. Talk with self. Self-talk is so important. We are busy in talking with so many outside chatter. Talk with self. This should turn like this. Where is that picture? Sure. It's a very good picture. You have to take out these eyes. Now see yourself. How long you will go on seeing others? Now talk with self. That inside person is there hungry to hear your own voice. See this. It's a very nice picture. These eyes are taken out and they are turned inside. So this is how you have to talk with yourself. So this is how the picture, everybody see? Oh, picture is gone. this. His eyes are only taken out and they are turned inside. He is looking himself. How much we will see others? It's a time to see ourselves. It's time to look within. Nowhere to go but in. Nagaraj bhai, this is your English topic for next week. English. Nowhere to go but in. This is English topic. Next Friday. This Friday he is doing 71 Murli. Nowhere to go but in. This is a very good topic. Nowhere to go but inside. There is no way outside. All ways are within. This is here lies the world of spirituality. Spirituality means related to spirit. World means materialism. That is outside world. Go within. The kingdom of God is within you. Christ has said. The kingdom of God is within you. Where is that kingdom of God? Let's search. It's here somewhere. So, talk, self-talk. Next point, something you were saying. Tolerance, okay. The more tolerance you have, the more patience you have. The other day we heard the Murli on tolerance. The more tolerance, the more patience we have, the more we remain cool and calm. There is a last story, and I've finished this talk about the life of King Shivaji in Maharashtra. Once he was going with the caravan was going on, and suddenly he is hit by a stone. It was so very bold attack, and he starts bleeding. And then all the his army started searching. Who is this person? Who has the daring to hit our king? So then an old lady. They find out, this is the person, this old lady has hit that stone. They bring her in front of Shivaji. And the lady says, they ask her, why you hit him? He says, I wanted to hit the tree, because there are mangoes there. But by mistake, this king was hit. What should I do? Because when I hit the tree showers me with mangoes. So now, this entire troop, which was there, they were thinking, that army was thinking, the king must punish her. How dare she talk in such brazen manner? So Shivaji thinks, is that dead tree, when is he hit, that gives mangoes, and I am a live person, when I am hit, should I give punishment? He says, she has taught me a great lesson, thankful to you. And he gives her some reward and lets her go. So, how we learn tolerance or patience in life. All the things which are coming in our life, we become more tolerant. To become tolerant is to grow. All expansion is life, all contraction is death. Vivekananda has said somewhere, all expansion, vistar, expansion of the heart is life. All contraction, this is death. To become more and more, our heart should become bigger and bigger. Big heart, badi dil, what Baba calls. The heart becomes big, the heart becomes small. All small is death. All big, all expansion is life. So, be tolerant. So, these are the different points we took out. This is all for the power of coolness. To remain cool in the face of all circumstances is a sign of yogi, a sambuddha person, an enlightened person, a sthitapragya yogi. So let's become that, a easy yogi, and inculcate this power of coolness. Try to remain cool. Don't rush, not jump. Have patience. don't jump the guns. Have patience. Don't rush. Have patience. There's nothing in hurry. But a yogi mind is unhurried mind. A yogi's gate is unhurried gate. A yogi's lifestyle is very cool life. Just like this nature. Look at this nature. This sun is making hurry to rise. It arises at its own time. No matter what you want. No matter what you do. You might be feeling too much cold, but it doesn't hurry. He will arise at his own time. Look at those streams. Look at that lake. Look at these birds. They did not start chirping at night. They have their time of chirping. They are making music now. Look at the clouds. Look at the sky. Learn. There is so much to learn from nature. Look at these leaves. How silent. How calm. Look at these majestic trees. They are going on an unhurried pace. And look at man in Dadar station. How he is running. Yeah, accept them as they are. That is also a way to coolness. Accept that they are. Understand them and accept them. That is the way to coolness. Okay? Om Shanti.